because I had done everything churches told me to do. But no one ever took me to the Bible and took me and brought me to Jesus and said, Jesus died on the cross for you, Harvey, personally. Would you like to know Him? When I was 20, I met Him. And He changed my life. And I could give you a testimony. I just did in a short little version. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is a real person. And Jesus died for you personally. And Jesus was buried. He took all of your sin. All of your sin. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, He took all of your sin. Past, present, future. It was all future for Jesus. He took all of your sin and He buried it. And while the body of Jesus was laying in the grave, the real Jesus stood before the Father. You say, what do you mean the real Jesus? Well, do you know, for example, I'll take Nick. Do you know, Nick, I can't see you? Go ahead and ask me, say, what's wrong? Is he blind? You know? No, it's not that I'm blind. It's that I can't see you. I can only see the body that you're living in for a little while. You see, this body is temporary. You see, if I took a knife and stuck it in your heart and turned it around a little bit, you'd be dead. But you wouldn't be dead. Only your little body would be dead. But the real Nick is going to either go to be with God forever in heaven or separated from God forever in the place where the boogeyman lives, and they don't sell no ice water there. Okay? It's that simple. Because you are going to live forever. Are you listening to me on purpose? You are an eternal spirit. You are going to live forever. I don't care if your name is Austin, it's the first time you've been here, or if your name is Little Glenn, okay? It doesn't matter. Or Cheryl, it doesn't matter. You are an eternal spirit. Your body is only temporary. It's just like your house. Your house might be temporary. You understand? You can have a fire. The house is gone. You're still going to live. You can't even imagine how much work has gone into. Oh, except for her, because she's been there almost all week working with my wife, trying to get this ready, and him. You can't even imagine all the work that's gone into this, okay? By the way, somebody, if I could have a volunteer, somebody pick up 4 bags of ice on the way to my house. Could I have a volunteer? Thank you. I wasn't trying to... Okay, I'll do it like this. I'll do it like this. Can I? Is that okay?
Yeah.
4 bags of ice. Steve already bought 5, but when I put it in, there's these big old coolers with Cokes and Sprites and Mountain Dew and Diet Coke and Coke and... Is anybody thirsty?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. And I covered it with ice, but if we could have more ice, that would be better. So while Jesus' body was laying in the grave, remember Jesus died? Now watch this. Don't miss this. See, there's a test at the end. I'm giving you a test at the end. So you got to pay attention. Okay? The body of Jesus is laying in the grave. She says, man, I don't know if I want to go back there anymore. They got picked on me. The body of Jesus is laying in the grave. Jesus, in spirit, stands before the Father and says, Father, the payment for sin is death. Is my death enough for Harvey? Or is there something else Harvey has to do? And the Father reached over and picked up the body of Jesus from the dead and said, paid in full. And He said, now, Glenn, I want to offer you a pardon. Not yet, little Glenn.
I want it.
You'll do better. Watch this. Watch your wife. She can participate better. Watch this. Little Roxanne, Jesus said, I want to offer you a pardon, mercy, forgiveness, eternal life. You could be called by my name. I want to have a real relationship with you. I'm offering you a pardon in everything through the blood of Jesus. It's a gift. You don't deserve it. But I want to give you a gift. Will you accept this? Will you accept this? Oh, there you go. I already know. You wouldn't even know already. I did that with a guy in his house one time. He reached out, grabbed the thing out of my hand. And I said, I said, you need to call out the guy. It's a banker, a retired banker. Okay? And I said, you need to call out to God for mercy through the blood of Jesus. He goes, oh, God!
Yeah.
I just stood there. It was like, it was really neat. Anyway, so we're going to talk about baptism, okay? It's for believers only, people that believe in Jesus Christ, death, burial, resurrection. It is commanded. Baptism is something that Jesus commanded. Number three, it's after salvation. When somebody gets saved, then they get baptized. And do you know why? Because baptism, are you watching? Baptism, here's the water. When we go and stand in that pool, and I go to baptize people today, this is what you're going to see. I feel like I'm supposed to tell you a little story real quick. One time I was down in Texas starting a church. The first church we started. You need prayer? Was that point number two? We hadn't got there yet. Okay. We're down in Texas starting a church. I took Janiah. That was my daughter who just had carrying a little baby. But she was about this big at the time. She was 8 years old. We went to Walmart and I told her, stay in the car, I'll be right back. So I ran inside, and as soon as I ran inside, there was a guy standing there, and God said, you see him? Go talk to him. He was wearing khakis. He was in the service. I went over to him, and he was in the Hellfighter division. How do I know that? Good question. Because running down the side of his pants was big word, Hellfighters. So I walked over to him, and I said, are you in the army? He said, yes. I said, so am I. I'm in the Lord's army, right? I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. You ever heard that? Y'all weren't listening if you didn't hear that. Okay. So I went up and I said, are you in the army? He goes, yes. I said, so am I. I said, are you in the Hellfighter division? He said, yeah. I said, so am I. I'm in the fighting hell, aren't you? I'm for heaven. I hate hell. Okay, so I'm a Hellfighter. Okay. So I said, who's your commander-in-chief? He said, what's that guy's name? Uncle Sam. Unky Sam. Uncle Sam. And he said, who's your commander-in-chief? I said, the Lord Jesus Christ. He just stood there like this. I just started talking to him about Jesus, right? And all of a sudden, God said to me, Harvey, look around. I looked around. We were standing where two aisles met. There was people. There was about 25 or 30 people surrounding us. And they were all standing there looking at me, but playing with stuff on the shelf like this. All 30 of them! None of them were looking at the shelf, but they all had hands on the shelf staring at me. And God said, Harvey, I want you to take this man out to the car and deal with him. Because if you stay in here, you're going to get caught up with the crowd. And I want to deal with this individual. Jesus never saves groups of people. Jesus always saves individuals. Jesus is after the individual. And so I took the guy out to the car. Well, Janiah's out in the car waiting. So I come out and I said, guess what's getting ready to happen? She said, he's getting ready to get saved, isn't he, Daddy? I said, that's right. So we got in the car, and I took the Bible, and I showed him Jesus on the cross, death, burial, and resurrection. And I showed him that Jesus loved him and died for him and wanted a relationship with him. And he called out to God for mercy through the blood of Jesus and was born again. And I told him, I took him over to Acts chapter 2, verse 41, a verse we're going to look at in a little bit, my favorite verse on baptism. And it says this, then they that gladly received His Word, received God's Word, were baptized. The same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And I pointed at that verse and I said, then they that gladly received His Word, what did they do? And he said, they got baptized. I said, when did they do it? He said, the same day. I said, are you glad that you just accepted Christ? He said, yes. I said, well, what did they do in the Bible? Well, they got baptized. I said, do you want to do that? He goes, yes. I said, when did they do it? He said, the same day. And he said, but we got a problem. I said, what's that? He said, I live in a little city called Lasara. It's 10 miles away. I said, it's no problem. I said, we've got a little baptismal set up right now. We'll baptize you right now. We had a cattle trough, 5 foot diameter. And I used to baptize people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. See, I don't believe in this religion thing about waiting until all the little people show up on Sunday and then we're going to do it. No. When we lead someone to the Lord, what we do is we start making phone calls. Hey, in 20 minutes, we're going to baptize another one. Another one just got birthed. And you know what? When we did it in that town, You know what ended up happening? Every time we would do that, that whole town was like, oh man, are you a chunk or what? What are you doing? Have you got more of you? And you know what? That whole town was about a mile and a half square. And every time we would lead someone, Lord, we would go and I would drive around town yelling, "We got another one! Come on! We're going to baptize!" In about 20 minutes, we'd have about 20 people. And they'd all show up. And then we'd baptize them. Now watch this. So I said to him, he says, "Yeah, I want to do what the Bible says, but we got a problem. I live 10 miles away." I said, "No problem. We'll baptize you right now." He said, "We got another problem." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I got two brothers and they're in the car over there." I said, "Watch this." So I dropped the brother sitting next to me. Randy, you're going to like this. I pull up next to him and I said, "Follow me." And I drove off with her brother. And guess what they did? They followed me. It was real easy. I love it. You see, people make stuff so hard. I like to make it real easy. You know, put the cookies on the bottom shelf. Everybody can get a hold of them, you know. I like to make it real simple, you know. Because I'm simple. Anyway. Okay. So, here we go. You ready? So, we pull up. And I took the brother in and I said, "Here, change into these clothes so we can baptize you." And I said to the little brothers, they were both teenagers, I said, and this is the point I wanted to get to. I said, "Have you ever seen Jesus?" And they went, and they were Catholic, and they go, "No." I said, "Would you like to?" They went, "Yeah." I said, "Watch this." So here's the baptismal tank right here. It's a cattle trough, 5 foot diameter, and it was 2.5 foot high. Okay, galvanized metal. And I said, "Now watch." I said, "What is this?" They said, "The cross." I said, "Watch. Here's the water. And in a minute, your brother's going to be sitting in there. What does that look like?" And they said, "The cross." And I said, "Watch. The death, I'm going to put him under the water and bring him back up. What does that look like?" "It looks like you buried him and you brought him back to life." I said, "Just like Jesus." That's what baptism is about. You're telling everybody without having to say a word, "I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died for me." Is that simple? Is that so awesome? Yes! Anyway, okay. So, I took that brother, I put him under, I brought him out. And by the way, Nick, when he was coming up out of the water, he yelled. I was the only guy I almost dropped when I was baptizing him, okay? I'm bringing him up out of the water, and he yells. He's a real quiet, reserved, gentle guy, right? Okay. I'm bringing him up out of the water and he yells, "I want to know what you're doing." Oh, I almost dropped him. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I want to tell men and women, boys and girls about Jesus. I believe God called the man to preach while he was under the water, Randy." Okay. I turned to the brothers and I said, "Did y'all see Jesus?" And they went, "Yeah." I said, "Would you like to have Jesus be your Savior?" They went, "Yeah." So I took the Bible and I kneeled down in front of them and I took them through the Scripture and both of them called out to God and accepted Jesus on the cross. And guess what we did with them? We baptized them! I love it. I had so much fun. I'm telling you. So, and this is church. Okay. All right. So, baptism is for believers only. It's commanded. It's after salvation. It's in deep water. Oh, this is big. It's in deep water, and it's required to join the Church of Jesus. Is that in the Bible somewhere? I'm glad you asked. Listen to Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 and 20. If you want to write down these verses, because I'm not going to slow down enough for you to turn there. I mean, if y'all can, go ahead. But I've got them all marked here, so I'm going to go through kind of quick. Are you ready? Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What is the gospel? Death, burial, resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, if you want to look that up. Okay? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Turn over to Luke chapter 24 and verse 44 through 48. Luke 24, 44 to 48. Are you there? Okay. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Hey, I can see it better. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Jesus, please open our understanding that we might understand the Scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. As a matter of fact, God had me write something. Ready? I choose to believe God and His Word more than my opinions or beliefs outside of God. I choose to believe God and His Word more than my opinions or my beliefs that are outside of God. Can you say amen to that? Okay. How about this? Please open my heart to Jesus, God. Help me understand clearly the Scriptures. I break agreement with everything outside of truth in Jesus. Amen? That's your choice? Thank you, Jesus. Good. Here we go. I just wanted to help you. Verse 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, thank you very much, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission or removal of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witnesses of these things. I think I'm going to lose my voice. Somebody's amen. Okay, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13 to 17. Why get baptized? Number one, it's Jesus' example for us. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Listen to this. I wrote this down. I studied this one time. I want you to get this. Jesus walked. He didn't ride a car. Jesus walked over 70 miles to be baptized for a certain reason, by a certain person, in a certain place, in a certain way. Okay? Matthew 3, 13 to 17. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Jesus answering said unto him, suffer or allow it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water. How could you come up straightway out of a cup? Can I see one of you get in this little glass? Go ahead, climb in that glass. Climb in the glass. All right, we got a point? Okay, here, we're going to polish your point. Okay. You see, the Bible says Jesus came up out of the water. You have to be baptized in deep water. It can't be by sprinkling. Do you know there's a lady that I was in her house recently, and she told me that she was dying. And she said, and I never got baptized because I was born on Christmas Day, and my mom said that was blessing enough. I didn't need to get baptized like my brothers or sisters. And she said, but I, in my heart, want to get baptized. And I'm dying. She says, I got cancer. I'm dying. She says, and I'm looking for a preacher that will baptize me. And I'm like, God, how does this happen everywhere I go? People just start telling me all that. Everywhere I go, people just start talking to me like this, telling me all their life. And I said, God, is this what you want me to do? And I said, I'm going to just pretend I'm here to work on a tub. So I'm working on the tub, and she just keeps talking about it. And finally, I turn around because God just pushed me, and I turned around, and I just started talking to her about baptism. And I said, ma'am, because she was Lutheran, and Lutherans believe in sprinkling. So I said, ma'am, I'm not Lutheran. I said, I'm a Bible believer, and the Bible teaches different. I said, you got a Bible around here? So she went and got a Bible. I took her through a real quick study of baptism in the Bible, and she said, that's what I believe. That's what I believe. I said, but that's not what the Lutherans believe. She said, I don't care. That's what I believe. I believe that Bible. She said, and then she turns to me. This is back in February. What's happening in February in Michigan? It's cold, isn't it? I'm from Florida. I don't like cold, okay? But it's cold, okay? And the woman says to me, this is like this February. She says to me, would you be willing to baptize me in a lake? And I said, could we wait till it gets a little warmer? And she starts cracking up. She goes, no, I mean in the summer. And I said, sure, ma'am, I'd be glad to. I said, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sin and that's enough. She goes, I do. And she says, and I believe baptism just like you showed me in the Bible. I said, I'd be glad to baptize you. So she got together a date. She called a friend of hers who lives on the lake, and they got it all set up for me to baptize them. And she was going to call all these people. Well, guess what? She woke up one night early in the morning, and her lungs were so filled with blood. Her daughter walked in the room, heard her make a noise. Her daughter walked in the room, and she said it was more gory than any of these movies you see on TV with all the blood. She said there was blood everywhere because this lady's lungs were filled with blood, and she was like spitting it out. It was like all over her and everywhere. She said it looked like somebody had just come in with a hatchet or something because there was blood all over the place. And they rushed her to the hospital. They called me. This just happened, a month ago? They called me and said, hey, preacher, would you come? My mom's dying in the hospital. Will you come baptize her in the hospital? Baptize her in the hospital? I mean, where am I going to find deep water in the hospital, you know? We don't sprinkle. That ain't in the Bible. So how could Jesus come up out of a cup or a fountain? He couldn't. Okay, so I said, sure, I'll be glad to. So I called the chaplain and we worked it all out. And they told me, they said, the doctor said she's in a life-threatening situation. She's on oxygen just to breathe. You can't put her underwater. He said, she can, tell that preacher he can come sprinkle her. I'm like, but she wanted to get baptized, not sprinkle. She wanted to do what God said, not what man said. And I'm like, started praying. And guess what? The nurse went and talked to the doctor and said, doctor, this lady believes in being baptized under the water. And she keeps saying it on her deathbed. She's saying, I want to get baptized under the water, under the water. And the doctor finally said, okay. So I went up to, it's on Michigan, what's it called? Spectrum Health. I went up to Spectrum Health a month ago. I think it was on a Friday afternoon around 5:30. They had called all these people. There was about 25 people that came. They're all crowding around. They took us in this room with a big old bathtub. And we filled the tub up. And we put her. And she had an IV. You know. And we put her down in the water. I talked about baptism like I am with you. Said, upon your public profession of faith in Christ, obedience to the Lord's command, I baptize you, my little sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Buried in the likeness of his death, raised to walk in newness of life. Right there in the hospital, this lady followed the Lord in believer's baptism. Now, you know what? God got so excited. I mean, because it's so important to him. There's so many verses in the Bible that talk about this. Baptism is always done in deep water. It says, Jesus, when he came up straightway out of the water, listen to this, lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and sitting upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. It blesses the heart of the Father. It blesses the heart. It pleases God when we do it God's way. Do what God says. So Jesus is our example. It shows the death, burial, and resurrection. Turn over to Romans chapter 6, verse 1, Romans chapter 6, actually, verse 3, we'll go to. Romans chapter 6, verse 3, where are we? Right here. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man, our body, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Thank you, Jesus. It shows our death, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and it shows what you believe in for your salvation. It's the first act of obedience required of the Lord after salvation. It publicly declares God is just and right. I'm just going to read you another verse, and I'm going to read you a few instances of where people did it. I want you to listen to Luke chapter 7, verses 29 and 30. And all the people that heard John the Baptist and the publicans, which were the sinners, justified God. In other words, they declared God righteous by being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him. What is that saying? Man, y'all got good questions. Let me tell you what that's basically saying. The people that got baptized were saying, I agree with God. Let go of that. I agree with God's Word. I'll give it back. I don't steal much. Okay? It's like I tell people when I'm going to go to their house. I say, you don't have to be there. I'll just go in and do the work and leave. And then they're like, well, I don't know. I don't let anybody go in my house without me being there. I said, don't worry. I don't steal much. And then they start laughing. And then they let me in their house. Okay? I do that all the time. It makes people laugh, you know. I tell people, everybody laughs when I'm around. Some of them only laugh when I leave. But some of them even laugh while I'm there. I said, but don't worry. I didn't give up my day job. Anyway, it goes like this. A little humor. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So here's, I saw it. I saw that thing. Why'd I take your Bible?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know, man. You need telescope to see that thing. Those little ones. Jesus died for us. And in Luke 7, it talks about the people that got baptized were saying publicly, God is right. I'm a sinner. I'm in need of salvation, and so I need Jesus on the cross for me. And they were saying that to everybody. The people that didn't get baptized were saying, I don't need Jesus. I just want you to get that. It's real simple. We're going to look at one more passage, I think, and we're going to be done. Acts chapter 2. Turn to Acts chapter 2, if you would. It's my favorite passage about baptism. Acts chapter 2. Where are we? Verses 37... 38, 41, and 47. You ready? 37 and 38. Ready? Now, when they heard that they had crucified both Jesus, it says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the removal of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God will come to live inside of you, the Spirit of God. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Look at verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Baptism is a requirement for church membership. We've had this going about a year, and we haven't ever even opened this up for people to come and join this church. Today, people are going to be joining this church. Some people are going to join the church because they're going to say, I've already accepted Christ and been baptized after salvation, okay, because that's what the Bible says. I did it the way the Bible says. If you look in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5, there's people that were baptized, but they were baptized under John's baptism, and when Paul came along, he talked to them about being baptized because of Jesus, and they said, well, we want to do what the Bible says. And though they were baptized to John's baptism, which was just a baptism of repentance, because John was saying, Jesus is coming. But when Jesus came, they needed to believe on Him, and then they got baptized after that. So there's a reason that you get baptized, and today, what that reason is, are you listening? It's because you're saying, I want everyone to know that I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. If you've already been baptized since you got saved in deep water, You don't have to get baptized again. You can go swimming anyway. Okay? No problem. You don't have to get baptized. You understand? But baptism is for people that have trusted in Christ, that have believed that Jesus died for them personally. I need Jesus. And right now, I accept that Jesus died for me. I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm trusting in you as my Savior, Jesus. No way. Oh, yes, way. I love that little Michelin poster child. Chunky dude. Okay. Baptism. It's a choice you make. It's the first act of obedience after salvation. It's you showing everybody, you publicly declaring, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus for me. If you've already done that, you don't have to do that. I was thinking when I was studying this, Lord, I'd like to do it. You're going, Harvey, you don't have to do that again. You know, I'm like, okay, I know. But it's like, I liked it, you know. It's like, because when I got baptized, I remember I got baptized April 10th. Let's see. Yeah, April 10th, 1977 is when I got baptized. Okay? I had been in Michigan for 1 week. I came to Michigan April 3rd, 1977. And I had been saved for almost a year, but I had never been baptized according to the Bible. Six different churches had told me they baptized me, but not according to the Bible, because you can't do it until after you get saved. Do you understand? So if you got baptized, quote, quote, when you were a baby, you got dunked, or somebody took you out and you just felt good, I had that happen to me! You know? Like, how are you making a choice you want to follow the Lord in baptism when you're a little baby and they're just, you know?
How you want us to
food. Right, right, yeah. You know? Baptism is us making a choice that I want to follow Jesus and I want everyone to know that I'm associated with Jesus. I just share this one thought. Jesus died on the cross and hung on this cross between heaven and earth as if he was me. He said, Father, treat me as if I'm that rascal Harvey. Treat me as if I'm a liar. Treat me as if I'm a thief. Treat me as if I'm disobedient. Treat me as if I'm a whoremonger. Treat me as if I'm a drug dealer. And Jesus was not ashamed to hang up between heaven and earth as if he was rejected of both and rejected by people here. And he hung there for me. When I heard about baptism, I said, I want to do that because I want everyone to know that I'm not ashamed of Jesus and I believe in him. You don't have to have the right words. All you got to do is have the right choice. I want everyone to know that I believe in Jesus. That's what baptism is about. That's what we're going to do today. I already know there's several of you that want to be baptized. There may be some in here today that you would say, well, I'd like to get baptized, but maybe you're not even sure that you're going to heaven. Maybe you're not even sure that you've accepted Christ as your Savior. If you would like to talk to me, if you would like to make that decision today, I believe Jesus died for me. And I want to ask Jesus to forgive me and accept Jesus as my Savior. That's my first invitation, is I'm going to invite you to come forward if you'd like to do that. If you want to come and talk with me, we'll sit down with the Bible and we'll go through that. Because baptism is for believers in Jesus. Okay? I hope that you have made that decision. That's our first invitation. Second invitation is that you want to get baptized when we get over to the house. That's how we're going to start this thing off, by baptizing people. And then after we're finished baptizing, then everybody can just put their little, I hope they're not little, but put your bathing suits on. You know, one thing that's hard is just be covered. But anyway, yeah. we'll get there, man. Anyway, you know, I hate it when those girls wear a bathing suit, or the guys, that there ain't enough cloth there to cover my eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to cover our body, right? Okay? So anyway, what I'm saying is, and then y'all get to go swimming, and this is an indoor pool. This is an indoor pool. Can you imagine? An indoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And then we're going to have, I'm gonna cook some, you know, like little Baptist tube steak. Y'all call them hot dogs. And some hamburgers and other stuff like that, and potato salad and Cokes and Mountain Dew and all that other. First thing I'm going to ask, everybody just do me a favor. Bow your heads, close your eyes for a minute, okay? Has there been a time in your life where you asked Jesus, you realized that Jesus died on the cross for you, and you realized that you're the one who deserves to die, but Jesus died for you, and you've asked Him to forgive you of your sin? You accepted Him as your Savior. Has there been a time in your life like that? Do me a favor, raise your hand. There's been a time in my life where I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Any more hands? Any more hands? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love it. Is there anybody, you can put your hands down. Just if you just raise your hand, pray, because not everybody could raise their hand. Can I ask you today, in your heart, do you understand that Jesus died on the cross for you because there's no other way for you to be right with God? There's no other way for your sin to be forgiven. Do you understand that? Do you? Would you like to accept Jesus as your Savior? Would you? Is there somebody like that? I have not accepted Jesus, but I want to. Would you just raise your hand? I'd like to pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Keep your heads bowed, your eyes closed. Pray for people, okay? Anybody else want to raise your hand? I want Jesus to be my Savior. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hands down. I'm praying for you. Anybody else? Thank you. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Anybody else? Anybody else? I want Jesus to be my Savior. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me because I needed Him to die for me. Anybody else? Thank you. I do not want to get in a hurry. Is there anybody else? Had four people raise their hands so far. Is there anybody else? I want Jesus today. I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. I want to ask God to forgive me of my sin. I want Jesus to give Jesus my life. Anybody else? Jesus, I just want to lift up these four unto you. And I just ask that, Lord, as they raised their hand and said, I want to know you, that today, Lord Jesus, you would deal in their hearts and you would bring them forward and that I'd be able to talk with them and help lead them into understanding and help bring them to a place of knowing you in a personal way. Jesus, I'm just thankful that they raised their hand because it just showed what's in their heart. I thank you for their tender hearts. And Lord, if there's anyone that didn't raise their hand, I'm asking that you would cuddle them under your breast, Father, and that you would let them know how much you love them and how you desire them. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, look up. When we get to the house, who's going to lead the pack here? Steve? What are you driving? That red car? Is there anybody that can't see that red car? I mean, that thing ain't white, and it ain't green, and it ain't yellow. It's red. You see that red car? That'd be an easy one to follow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you, if you don't know where I live, then what I want you to do is get in your car and follow that little red car, and you go straight to the house. Don't lead them all over the place, okay? Lead them to the house, okay? And when y'all get there, then you go ahead, put on your bathing suits if you want. When I get, you can go get a Coke if you want, whatever. They're out on the back deck off the living room, okay? Or you can just go down to the pool, whatever. And I'm going to be there in just a minute. And thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I'll be there in just a minute. And then we're going to baptize people. And then we'll do us a cookout. Anybody got anything to say? Give me five. Jesus, we just love you. Thank you so much that you loved us first. And thank you, you love us unconditionally. You're incredible. There's nobody like you. Thank you that we can be a part of your life. Thank you for each one here, Lord. Just bless them. Keep them safe. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, go ahead. I called you a goat head again.